Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, slightly different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Again, Big Willie 105.5. You can also hear me over the airwaves, not just with downloading the app, although that's important, but also over the airwaves, which is Big Willie 105.5, that's FM, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, AM 1290 and 1430. It's the audio. Gotta make sure. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And now I'm also the force multiplier of truth, and that's official. All right, so we've got that. Also, you can see the show. There's not much to see. We had Johnny O here earlier, so that was, you know, the comedic relief, I guess. Did he hear me? No. Good. Anyway, so we had him here earlier, but now there's really not much to see because I don't have any live guests I don't have any guests here in studio, live or dead, come to think of it. Some of my guests actually were dead, but normally they're alive. So there's not much to see, but you get to see the little yellow ducky from Nail City Jeep Club. Miss Elvira, who is a main member of the Nail City Jeep Club, gave this to me. And lots of stuff to get to this morning. Trump is losing his mind over the Somali garbage, the Somali crime, everything connected with fraud. Minnesota, it's really, really big. Ohio has the second most number of Somalis in America, all around Columbus. My guess is that this is another Haitian thing done by mutilation, Mike DeWine. And there are also lots of stories right now about corruption within the Somali areas there with grocery stores and welfare cards and all that. It's just a mess. So Trump's losing his mind. He is calling everyone out. He is I played the audio clip for you before. I'll play it one more time. Hold on. I almost got started here before I was ready. Hold on. Let me play this for you one more time. Now, if you've got small children, or if you're a decent human being, you may not want to hear. I had to bleep out the S word because Trump is going on and on about what kind of crap hole these places are, Somalia and Haiti and some of these others, Bangladesh, and whatever. They're just god awful places, just god awful. And he was making a point, but because this is a federally licensed radio station, the government insists that we treat you as if you are a child. So anytime there's a naughty word, we have to bleep it out or cover it up or whatever, electronic magic we do. Well, I had to cover up or bleep out. No, I guess cover up is a better way of saying it. The S word. So Trump is saying the S word here is an S word hole to describe Somalia and Haiti and lots of these other places where we're getting this wretched refuse that wants to go on welfare. They don't want to work. They want to go on welfare and then ruin our schools and everything else. So that's what I have here for you. But he is unapologetic and good for him. All right, let me play this and make sure I got this right now. Hold on. Stay right there. Okay, I think this is going to work. Here
we go. We had a meeting. People from Norway, Sweden, just a few. Let us have a few. From Denmark, do you mind sending us a few people? Send us some nice people, do you mind? But we always take people from Somalia. Places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime. The only thing they're good at is going after ships.
Indeed it is. Hold on, I got a breaking news here, a text from someone. Okay, not that. Let's see here. Hold on a second. Okay, wait a minute. I've got some upstating. Captain Phillips, the Somalis, Captain Phillips. Okay, that's what it was. All right, good. So we've got that. All right, now I've got another one here for you with Trump talking about. This is at the. Hold on a second. I'm trying to do 20 things at once, and it's frankly beyond me. Of course, basic math is beyond me too. So just bear with me here. Is this great radio or what? Huh? What has happened to my career? Jesus. Oh, here's Trump again. This time he is in the Oval Office, and he is talking. Here we go.
Minneapolis, Jacob Frey is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country, and his police chief...
Well, then he's a fool.
Well, his police chief is also saying...
I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian... Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. Look, these Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar. She shouldn't be allowed to be a congresswoman, and I'm sure people are looking at that. And she should be thrown the hell out of our country. And most of those people, they have destroyed Minnesota, okay? That beautiful land, that beautiful state, it's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here. They've destroyed our country. And all they do is complain, complain, complain. You have her. She's always talking about the Constitution provides me with... go back to your own country and figure out your constitution. All she does is complain about this country. Without this country, she would not be in very good shape. She probably wouldn't be alive right now. So Somalia is considered by many to be the worst country on earth. I don't know. I haven't been there. I won't be there anytime soon, I hope. But what Somalia, what the Somalian people have done to Minnesota is... It's not even believable. It's not even believable.
No question about it. And they're doing lots and lots of fraud investigations right now. Tampon Tim Walz, the governor, looks like he is going to be charged with stuff as well. So it's very, very bad. So now you might be wondering, you know, because the legacy media is saying that, you know, Trump is a racist because he's saying all of this stuff, which, of course, is true regarding Somalia. And, you know, that's so unfair, and that, you know, we need to be embracing everybody coming into this country like Afghan terrorists and everybody else. And Stephen Miller. Is brilliant. This guy's absolutely brilliant. He was talking to Will Cain yesterday. I've got this one as well. And he really lays it out. He really tells you exactly what's what the real problem is here. And he does it just so brilliantly. Then after this, we'll be talking about Wellsburg and what the hell are they thinking. You know who is apparently now going to be the administrator. Village of Shadyside is going, whew, thank God. She's no longer going to be here. So got lots of questions regarding the new... And Wellsburg, my God, what... You've got this Trump-hating mayor, this Danny Dudley. You know, there's Dudley Do-Right, Royal Canadian Mounties, and then there's Dudley Do-Wrong, which is the mayor of Wellsburg. So we're going to be talking about that as well. But this is Stephen Miller. Oh, by the way, download the River Network app. Oh, a squirrel. I tend to be all over the place sometimes. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get to meet Trey live and Dangerously Local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, slightly different time, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Again, Big Willie 105.5. Click that on the River Network app. Now, normally on the app, we would also ask you to click River Talk, the River Talk Network, on the app. But I can't do that during the Christmas season because the geniuses who run this place, who are the people who signed my meager check, thought it'd be a great idea to replace Dimitri and this incredible show with a massive audience that I've developed, especially on the app, replace it with Christmas music. And they're calling it Reindeer Radio. And they hired Nicole Kidman to do some voiceovers. So you hear Nicole Kidman, or what sounds like Nicole Kidman, saying, oh, well, blimey, I'll put a ship on the Barbie and this, that, and this. And anyway, so she's talking about this stuff, which makes no sense to me. Anyway, so if you want to listen to Christmas music, instead of Dimitri, and who in his right mind would want to do that when you can get this? The Carol of the Bells? Hell, we've got Dimitri Graffiti. So there's that. Anyway, so, but if you want to listen to Christmas music, Reindeer Radio, preempting Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on the River Network app, the River Talk stations. All right, but you can still hear me actually on the radio stations. I know this is confusing to you. I know it's confusing to me. But you can actually hear me on the radio stations of the River Talk Network, but not on the app of the River Talk Network. So the radio stations are, oh, God, what are they? Oh, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio, hold on, the audio path of totality. Oops, there it is. Apparently, if you hit this twice, it stops early. All right, that's enough. So there's that. Also, the Facebook live stream. You can actually watch my career swirl around the drain on the Facebook live stream. That's what this is right now. So you can see that on the Facebook page, my profile page. It's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. And the last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it, thus Vassilaris. And wait a minute. I just got something here. Willie should stay on this morning for a half hour since there's not really any information on your show today. Let me just. B-I-T-E-M-E. There. Thank you. Okay. So there's that. Focus. Now, what was I talking about? I got this text here from, you know, some critic. Anyway, all right. So, all right, let's go. Okay, let's do Stephen Miller. I think I've got time now for that. Let's see. What is this? Roadcaster. All right, this. All right, we'll get Stephen Miller up here. He really explains it really, really, really well.
During the civil rights era, and this is the simplest way I can put it, there was a thought in effect, if you go back and you can read the transcripts of the debate at the time, of applying civil rights to immigration policy for the globe, and to create a civil right for people from every part of the world to come to America in ever-growing numbers. And so a system that for years, as you mentioned, had been tightly restricted, suddenly established this global ability of people in every part of the world to come to America, to bring their families to America, and then eventually empty out their entire towns and their entire villages to the United States of America. And so what you saw between 1965 and today was the single largest experiment on a society, on a civilization that had ever been conducted in human history. Not just the 76 million immigrants that were brought in, largely from the third world, but their descendants too. So you see with a lot of these immigrant groups, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, again, Somalia is a clear example here, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, but you see persistent issues in every subsequent generation. So you see consistent high rates of welfare use, consistent high rates of criminal activity, consistent failures to assimilate. But this shouldn't be a surprise, Will. It's just common sense. If Somalians cannot make Somalia successful, why would we think that the track record would be any different in the United States? Go third world country by third world country. No one's saying, look, there are people all over the world that are great people. But you look at the society. If Libya keeps failing, if the Central African Republic keeps failing, if Somalia keeps failing, right? If these societies all over the world continue to fail, you have to ask yourself, if you bring those societies into our country and then give them unlimited free welfare, what do we think is going to happen? You're going to replicate the conditions that they left over and over and over again. And we mask the impact of immigration in every public right. policy issue we discuss. We talk about test scores. Well, if you subtract immigration out of test scores, all of a sudden, our test scores skyrocket. If you subtract right. immigration out of healthcare, all of a sudden, we don't have nearly the size of the healthcare challenges our country faces. If you subtract immigration out of public safety, all of a sudden, we don't have violent crime in so many of our cities. Issue after issue, we talk about these things as just they just happen to us. The schools just suddenly fail. Violent crime just suddenly explodes. The deficit just suddenly skyrockets. These are a result of social policy choices that we made through immigration. During the civil rights era...
No question about it. Stephen Miller is just the best. Absolutely just the best. All right, so got lots of stuff to get to. We got the whole Wellsburg thing and this administrator that they just hired. It's difficult for me to fathom the degree of stupidity regarding Mayor Dudley Do-Wrong, as well as the other people on the Wellsburg City Council making this type of a decision without doing their homework. We're going to be addressing that. Also, got an incredible prize package for you, $300 prize package, Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and now Mitsubishi. That and so much more.